Follow the money.
Sounds reasonable, even enlightened. But what if it's being used against you? In the 1976 movie about Watergate, All the President's Men, Deep Throat told reporters to follow the money. They did, and it unlocked a scandal that led to Richard Nixon's resignation. While the phrase was a Hollywood creation, it became a powerful tool for investigative journalism. Today, the phrase has been hijacked. It's often used to discredit scientists by calling them shills who are paid for their conclusions, especially when their findings are inconvenient. Yes, research is expensive, and yes, scientists earn a living, but it's a huge and self-defeating leap to conclude that an entire body of evidence is corrupt. The truth is, science has built-in checks and balances designed to catch fraud. Grant spending is tightly controlled, and researchers must declare all conflicts of interest. Research is peer-reviewed, and findings must be replicated before they're accepted. And fraud will destroy a scientist's career. Science is an incredibly competitive system, with millions of researchers around the world, each with different incentives, but all with a goal of understanding reality. If you're wrong, someone will find it and point it out, usually quite publicly. But here's the real twist. Those shouting follow the money are often the ones who are actually following the money. By accusing scientists, industry denial campaigns or pseudoscience promoters can undermine trust in science to protect their bottom line. It's diabolical, but unfortunately, it's very effective. If you uncover evidence of fraud, please expose it. We'll all be better off. But critical thinking and science demand more than vague suspicions based on perceived motivations. The original follow the money was a tool to investigate and collect evidence, not to deliver a guilty verdict. So to truly embody the spirit of the phrase, you have to follow the evidence.